You know, I love that song. But now that we're all gathered here at the table together, I have an announcement to make about a dinner party that's happening tonight. Make sure you don't leave too early because you're going to miss the main course. The main entree has been prepared. It's actually still being worked on right now. But the guest list is quite large. So be sure to stick around so you don't lose your VIP seat. The perfect venue for this party is right where you're at. And the food is going to be crazy good. The entertainment has been selected and finalized. The helpers, the servers, the bartenders, maybe not bartenders, but the wait staff have all been selected and trained, and they're ready to go. And our hosts, God and His Son Jesus Christ, invite you to take your VIP seat at this very special dinner party and accept it all as a gift. And you know what? Totally free. No charge. But I have to ask you, what are you hungry for? I mean, take a look at the menu. Maybe you're in the mood for a gourmet grilled cheese and tomato soup. Maybe you'd like a nicely seasoned and perfectly cooked steak. But you know what? I'd love me some fresh sushi. Some people probably just want to have a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Others might be more into fruits and vegetables and other things of that nature. But since we're all in, or most of us are in California, or at least in this part of the country, we have somebody on the line from Mexico. Mexican cuisine always sounds quite nice, doesn't it? But anyway, people like what they like, right? The point is, we're all hungry for different types of food based on our likes and our dislikes, what we're comfortable making, what we're not comfortable making, and things like that. And you know what? All of those items that I just mentioned are pretty tasty, if you ask me. But check this out. Maybe you're hungry for something else. Maybe you're hungry for something that might be for a more developed and sophisticated palate. We're going to start here tonight in Psalm 34. Psalm 34, verse 8. And that says, "O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him." Blessed. Blessed is the man that trusts in him. Are you blessed after that perfectly cooked and well-seasoned steak? Well, maybe for an hour or two. But the one who trusts fully in God will be made full of his blessings. There's no greater thing to be hungry for. We're going to stay in the book of Psalms, and we're going to turn to Psalm 107. Actually, Psalm 42, my mistake. And Psalm 42 says, "As the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually say unto me, Where is thy God? When I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me, for I had gone with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God, with the voice of joy and praise, with a multitude that kept holy day. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. Oh my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore will I remember thee from the land of Jordan and of the Hermonites from the hill Mizar. Deep calleth unto deep at the noise of thy watersprouts. All thy waves and thy billows are gone over me. Yet the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me, and my prayer unto the God of my life. I will say unto God my rock, why hast thou forgotten me? Why go I mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? As with a sword in my bones my enemies reproach me, while they say daily unto me, where is thy God? Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God. Does this not sound like hunger? Well, you know, quite frankly, people are hungry for many different things out there. They're hungry for fame. They're hungry for feeling like they belong and other things of that nature. You know what? Money is a big one, too. And being money hungry is something that God warns us about, right? I believe there's a verse in 1 Timothy 6 that says, for the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, that they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. And there's another side to all this, because at the same time, there are those out there that hunger and thirst after other things, such as righteousness. Psalm 107, verse 9 says, for he satisfieth the longing soul, and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. So these people are out there. And I would bet that those of you that have been in the Word for many, many years still hunger for the goodness of God. And you know, part of that is repetition of submersing yourself in the Scriptures and things like that. But I want to go ahead and read a record or a part of a record in John chapter 6. And Jesus is talking to his disciples and telling the account of feeding the 5,000 and kind of encouraging them. John chapter 6, verse 33, you're welcome to read the entire thing at some point in time. But for the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. Then said they unto him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger. And he that believeth on me shall never thirst. So I'll pose the question again. What are you hungry for? Steak? Chicken? Seafood, caviar, Italian, Mexican, Asian, the list goes on and on. But what about things like the living word? What about righteousness? What about God's tender mercies and loving kindness? What about more and more and more of the promises of the Word and the things of God? I think we're on a much better track with all those things. But of course, I'll let you decide. All right? So I'm going to pray, and then we'll hear from the Father. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for always knowing how to feed us the promises of your word, because they always come to pass. And I think all of our heart's cry is to be more hungry for your benefits, Father, just the matchless gems that are inside of that wonderful word of yours. But right now, we're going to hear from you so that we can be exhorted and comforted in wonderful ways. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.